Yerushalmi Maisesheni, corresponding to Bavli Bechoyris, Daf Memtes. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yotes Medalef at the Mishnah. Halakuch Bekesev Maaseh, Shenitma Yepadeh, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yekaveh. The Mishnah says that produce bought with Maasesheni money that became Tomei may be redeemed even outside Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yehuda says that it must be buried. Amul Leilu Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'im Maasesheni Adsmoy Shenitma Hareze Nifta, Halakuch Bekesev Maaseh Shenitma, Einadin Sheyepadeh. The Chacham said to Yehuda, if Maasesheni produce that became Tomei may be redeemed, produce bought with Maasesheni money that became Tomei may certainly be redeemed. Amul Lehen, Imamartim Bemasasheni Adsmo Shikenu Nifta Bataho or Berichak Machim, Tomei Bulakoch Mekesev Maasesheni Nifta Bataho or Berichak Machim. Rabbi Yehuda said back to the Chachamim, no, if you say it about Maasesheni itself, that it's redeemed even when it's Taho at a distance from Yerushalayim, would you also say it about produce bought with Maasesheni money that cannot be redeemed when Taho at a distance? Si Shalakhoi Bekesev Maaseh Umeis Yekaveh Alidei Oiroi, Rabbi Shimon Omer Yepadeh. If a deer was bought with Maasesheni money and it died, it's buried with its skin, Rabbi Shimon says that it may be redeemed. Lokroi Chai Veshachtoi Venitma Yepadeh Rabbi Yosi Omer Yekaveh. If he bought it live and slaughtered it, and it became Tomei, it may be redeemed, Rabbi Yosi says it must be buried. Lokhoi shachut v'nitma hawi huloi kepeiris. If he bought it slaughtered and it became Tomei, it would be like produce, and it will follow a dispute at the beginning of the Mishnah. Hamashal kan kan l'maasesheni afapi she gofan leikona maase. If one lends containers to be used to maasesheni wine, even if they were sealed, the containers do not acquire the kedusha of maasesheni. If teva wine had been poured into them and he declared it to be Maasesheni before sealing them, the containers do not acquire the kedusha of Maasesheni. If it was declared after sealing them, they acquire the kedusha. Ad shelegofan oilois be'echad emeya, mishegofan mekadshois b'chol shehein. Before sealing them, if they became mixed up with trimmer, they become negated when in 101 parts. After sealing them, they cannot be negated and they prohibit any amount. Before sealing them, he may separate trimmer from one barrel for all of them. After sealing them, he must separate from each one separately. Rabbi Shammai say that in order to separate trimmer from one for all, he must open up all of the barrels and pour all of the wine into a vat. Rabbi says he must open them, but he need not mix them. The Mishnah taught earlier that if Maasesheni was declared after sealing the containers acquire the Kedusha. When is this the case? In a place where it's normal to sell closed containers, but if it's normal to sell them open, when he buys wine in Yerushalayim, the container does not become Chulin. Even in a place where it's normal to sell closed containers, if a seller wishes to be stringent and sell the wine by measure, the container does not follow the status of the wine and remains chulin. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afa Omer Lechaveiro, Chavizu Ani Moichelach, Chutz Mekankanea, Yartza Kankan Lechulin. Rabbi Shimon says that even if a person said to his friend, I'm selling you this barrel aside from its container, the container remains chulin, and the container again means over here the barrel. The Gemara says, Ma taima Rabbi Yehuda, kesev rishon v'lo kesev sheni. The Gemara says, what is Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning that produce bought with Maasesheni money that became Tomei must be buried and is not redeemed? It was bought with Maasesheni money and its mitzvah is completed, as the Pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Yudalad Pasuk Chof Hei, and bind up the money in your hand. This applies to the first coins, but not the second coins, meaning that it can be redeemed once, but not twice. And the reason he didn't respond to the Chachamim with this source is that since they asked with a Kal V'Chomer, he responded with a disproof of the Kal V'Chomer. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Tzvi Oso Isai Kekotche B'Dek Abayis, Letoin Ha'amada B'Ha'aracha. Rabbi Yosi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that the reason why the Mishnah taught that if a deer was bought with Maasesheni money and it died, it's buried with its skin and cannot be redeemed, is because they made a deer like Kodshei B'dek Abayis that require standing and evaluation, which is impossible once it's dead. Rabbi Yemi Abay, Koimi Rabbi Zeira, Behema Tmeya, Maosha Titayin, Ha'amoda V'Ha'arocha. Rabbi Yemi asked Rabbi Zeira, does a non-kosher animal that a person consecrated to the B'dek Abayis and it died require standing and evaluation to be redeemed, which is impossible once it's dead? Amalei, Ilulei Da'am Rabbi Yosi B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Chaya Tahira, Eina Tu'un, Ha'amoda V'Ha'arocha, Behema Tmeya Loi. Rabbi Zeir answered Rabbi Yirmiya, if Rabbi Yossi would have quoted from Rabbi Yochanan that a kosher beast does not require standing and evaluation, since it cannot be used as a korban, I would have said that the same applies to a non-kosher animal. But since Rabbi Yochanan said that a kosher beast does require it in early when we discussed a deer, so too a non-kosher animal should require it. And Rabbi Lah brings a proof from a Baisa. The Pasuk says in Vayikra, Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Chav Zayin, and if it is a non-kosher animal, you may redeem it by paying the valuation. Just as a non-kosher animal is special in that it is the same at the time of redemption as it was at the time of its consecration, so to include a dead animal that a person consecrates, that its redemption is the same as its consecration, as it was dead at both times. As a result, the redemption is effective even without standing an evaluation. And I exclude a person who said, behold, this is hekdesh, and the animal then died, where its state at the time of its redemption is not the same as the time of its consecration. Rabbi Yossi brings a proof from a Mishnah in Maseches Me'ila, proving that if one consecrates a dead animal, it can be redeemed. If one consecrates a female donkey to the Belek HaBayis, there is a Me'ila prohibition to benefit from it and its milk. Isn't milk like a dead animal in that it cannot be stood and evaluated? And the rule is that anything that requires redemption can have a Me'ila prohibition. In Tiftarine, Lashem Hilchoyf Misa Layachel Betanine Chamora. So we have one rejection, which is the reason that milk is redeemable isn't because it's like consecrating a dead animal, or it would not have been together with a consecrated donkey. Amar Bechanina, Koimi Rav Mana, Tipatek Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon Omer, Kotche Bilek Abayis, Ein Te'unim Hamadva V'Harocha. And a second rejection is Rav Chanina, who said to Rabbi Mana that the Mishnah is the view of Rabbi Shimon, who says that items consecrated to the Belek HaBayis do not require standing and evaluation. Amalei, Inka Rabbi Shimon, Lamali, Chamora, Afilu, Shah, Kol Behema. And Rabbi Mana said back to Rabbi Chanina to reject that. No, if it is the view of Rabbi Shimon, why did it mention specifically a female donkey? It would have been true for any animal.